Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second, the third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third, the center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive towards first. Shealy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to third. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Falk catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Falk. Gardner tags and scores. McInnes tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gardner. Falk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk bunts towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Shealy moves to second. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. O'Neill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Johnson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wamsgans moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. Speaker scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive towards center. Speaker catches it and throws to first to double up Collins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jamieson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. Speaker scores. Wood moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. one out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mulligan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Faber moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Faber scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 3 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheely strikes out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.